Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the RHO Podcast. This week, coming to you from Sitka, Vernon Hills. It's another remote episode, so back-to-back weeks here. Last week, you guys saw us at the Deer and Beer Fest. While we were there, I took the trip up to Vernon Hills, which is a little bit north of Chicago, to their Sitka store that opened last November. They had a preseason event going on. I got to be a part of that. I got to talk with people from Ducks Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl, Learn to Hunt, Illinois, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and of course, Sitka, and all really good conversations. I think you guys are going to enjoy them. The first one was with Pat from Ducks Unlimited, and I apologize because I forgot to turn the camera on for that. So if you're on YouTube and you're wondering where the video is, the first 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it was, I don't have any video from that one. But the rest of them I have video, so stick around for those. I think, like I said, they're great conversations. You guys are going to enjoy them. Hearing from all those people about their organizations, what they got going on, kind of some ins and outs of the things that they do, some events that they have coming up. So if you guys are in their area, you might be interested in going to one of those. But that's what we're going to do this week. Coming to you, like I said, from Sitka, Vernon Hills. Before we get into it, don't forget about our partners, Rax Big Game Supplements. If you guys are where you can use it, get you some mineral from RaxMineral.com or find your local dealer. We've got several in Nebraska, one or two in Kansas, maybe one in Missouri, one in Iowa. So if you got a dealer close, go check them out and get you some mineral. Give the deer what they need, how they want it with Rax Big Game Supplements. Also, Rodney Hawkins, you guys know him from Midwest Farm and Land. 618-925-3153 is his number. You can contact him about what's on the market land-wise. You can get something put on the market that he'll sell for you. Or if you want to talk to him about his outdoor store, RG Outdoors, you can do that. Or just look up RG Outdoors on Facebook. All that said, let's get into this episode. All right, we got Pat here from Ducks Unlimited. He's going to tell us a little bit what they got going on up here at the Sitka store in Vernon Hills, and then also just a little bit what you guys are doing with Ducks Unlimited. You're a volunteer with them, so
yep.
First off, you guys are here today. I mean, what are you guys kind of here to get out to people? What's your message today?
We're just trying to, you know, honestly be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, these events are always a good time. Talk to some people that want to talk the same things we do.
Right.
You know, Josh here, the whole Sitka crew, they've been awesome to us, really helpful with our events. And he approached us, said, hey, you guys want to be a part of that? And here we are. So
cool. That's kind of similar. We met Josh down at the opening of the 3D course in Shelbyville.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same deal. I was like, hey, man, you guys want to come up?
I heard that was a good one, actually.
Yeah. That course is sweet. The event was good and everything. So, yeah, but I know you got a couple things going on, too, with Ducks Unlimited. First of all, for people who don't really, maybe aren't familiar with DU or something like that, just kind of explain what you guys do and just a little bit about kind of the organization, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's conservation. It's one of the oldest conservation entities in the country, hardcore volunteer-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So myself, I'm part of I'm area chair for the North Shore chapter here.
Okay.
Between downtown and Lake Forest, but we got guys from all over.
Yeah.
And it's just about, you know, we want to protect the land. We want to protect the species. We want it to thrive. You know, whatever impact we have, we want to lessen.
Yeah.
And we want to retain that for future generations. That's the goal.
For sure. That seems like something that people could be on board
with. Right? You know?
You would think.
You know, you can go so much further, but that's the core.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. So are you guys, like, donation funded? Is it memberships? Is it a little bit of this, a little bit of that?
It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. There is membership involved. Mm-hmm. It's $35 annually, which gets you pretty close. I mean, we're at $50 an acre is how we look at it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, that fluctuates by region. But for us, we found about $50 an acre. So, you know, for a membership, you're almost right there.
Right.
but it is very much donor driven.
Okay.
We love doing events. You'll find us wherever you look up. You know, you look up Illinois DU, there's an event happening that weekend somewhere.
Okay.
You know?
And that's just like as simple as Googling Illinois.
Googling. Unlimited. It's ILDU.org. And from there, it's just by region, plug in your zip code, and it's, hey, you got this many events coming.
Okay. And so, is that like events like this, or is like Ducks Unlimited
man,
events?
Man, we do everything.
A little bit of both.
So specifically my chapter, we got a big banquet in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more like a semi-formal banquet. We get about 170 goal this year's 200 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've reached 170,000 net donation from our past events.
Nice.
It's one of the biggest grassroots events in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the largest grassroots chapter in the state, but there's too many to count grassroots chapters in the state.
Right.
You know, and all of them have an impact. So you'll see these big banquets, but you'll see so many other ones. We just did a shoot last month, a clay shoot. You'll see a bingo night. You could just have a, you know, bar and appetizer.
Yeah.
It's every chapter decides what kind of events they want to tailor to
right,
for that
for sure.
area. And, I mean, there's golf outings.
Uh-huh.
There's and, you know, and it's about changing it up, too. You don't want to do the same thing every year.
Right, it gets old,
so,
for sure.
So, you know, we're always trying to do something. You know, next month, September 19th, we're doing our first event showcasing DU here at Sitka.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that comes, 25% off. We're going to have a bunch of raffles, stuff like that.
Awesome.
That's a new one. You know, we were talking to Josh. He pitched it to us, and who wouldn't take advantage
no
of that?
No joke, so. Right? So we're not going to get too deep here. But that did kind of, you know, you talked about different regions can kind of decide what they want to do because they can tailor it. Because obviously, like up here where we're at, is a completely different world than where I'm from down east, just east of St. Louis,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So what do you see as far as, like, getting members, or do you get any pushback on what you guys are trying to do? Or is it, like, because I would think it'd be a lot easier for Ducks Unlimited to come in and do something than the in downstate, and guys are going to be like, hey, that's awesome. I love Ducks Unlimited.
Yeah.
Versus up here, it might be harder to get people involved, I guess.
Yeah, and there's an aspect to that. You know, you get further away from the area that we're at right now, and you hear a lot more of, you know, my dad, my grandfather was a part of DU.
Right.
I grew up hearing about DU,
you
know, if they're not already a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, it is new to some people, but a lot of people like the aspect of
okay,
it.
Cool.
And we really don't get much pushback, man. I mean, it's a simple message.
Yeah.
And, you know, our banquet, for example, there's not a lot of hunters, not a lot of outdoors guys, to be honest.
Really?
You know, we get guys who just want to come win a gun.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fine.
Nothing wrong
come
with that.
Come on in.
Exactly.
Let's give it a shot.
Yep. That's the thing, too, about, like, conservation, is that being your message. You would like to think you wouldn't get a lot of pushback on that, right? Because everybody, no matter where they fall mindset-wise or what they think, like, conservation is something that seems to be pretty much across the board. Everybody agrees, hey, we have these resources. We need to take care of them. It's kind of our job,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, not to get political, but you don't have to be political
yeah,
about it.
Right.
It's a very like-minded thing.
Yes.
You know, everyone should agree on that aspect.
Just like, you know, recently we solved the stuff with the public land sales.
Yep.
Like, that was something that a cool part of that, not only that they got it taken out of the bill or whatever, was what people on both sides of the political aisle were like, hey, this ain't happening.
Oh,
because
people rose up, man.
Everybody uses public land, right?
Exactly.
And same thing with conservation. Doesn't matter if you're hunting or against hunting, like, you both want conservation of resources.
You don't have to care about hunting or
you
know, an acre conserved benefits so much more than just the ducks.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the thing, you know. You can go down a rabbit hole of studies,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, it's better to have that land untouched.
Exactly.
That's the core of it.
It doesn't really matter somebody's agenda. You can kind of – you can fit whatever narrative they're looking for when you're talking about conservation. Like,
yep.
Like,
agreed.
Whether it's environmental stuff, whether it's – like you're talking about – maybe it's people who just want to see more ducks, or it's duck hunters that want to shoot more ducks. Like,
exactly.
You can go down any avenue
yeah.
with it. So.
Hey, the bird watchers are just as
exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's awesome. So
I appreciate what you guys do for sure.
Thanks, man.
I've known about Ducks Unlimited, been to some events for probably 15 years, I guess, been duck hunting and stuff. So it's not new to me. I'm sure it's new to a lot of people, though. And, again, if our listeners want to get involved, they can go to
ILDU.org.
Okay.
You can search the event spot. You can search volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. You can donate right there, become a member. Cool. Everything's right there.
Awesome. And then, because we have a lot of listeners that are out of state, too, is it just like Ducks Unlimited?
Or DU.org. Yep.
DU.org.
That's your national.
And they can find their state?
Yeah. I mean, you can just, honestly, you just Google it by state.
Yeah, for sure.
Takes you right to it. And that's the thing. I mean, man, there's people who, if they're traveling, mm-hmm. you know, they're not, you can plug in. I got nothing to do this
Looking
weekend.
Looking for something
hey,
to do.
Hey, I'm, you know, across the country. There's an event going on.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. That's what's neat about it.
Yeah. That's cool about, like, organizations like yours or, like, BHA, national organizations. Like, if you're, especially if you're, like, a member in one state and then you go to another one and it's, like, instantly there's people there that you have something in common with and you can kind of.
It's cool to connect. You know,
for
it keeps
sure.
people together. You know, we have a lot of fun in the off season.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, and even more fun during the season.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been one of my favorite things about doing a podcast is just connecting with other people.
That's gotta be fun.
Throughout the country.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's awesome. So I'm sure you get that too with the Ducks Unlimited.
It's
thing,
just common ground.
Yeah.
It's a conversation starter.
An easy icebreaker.
Immediately we're getting along.
Exactly.
You know?
You got a duck on your head. I could talk to you. No doubt. All right, man. Is there anything else you want to share or get out there before I let you go? I know you got some stuff.
No, man. I mean, a couple of things is just, you know, we've reached our million acre year last year. We're at 1.4 million
awesome.
Conserved. We're trending upwards. The organization's doing a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteers are killing it. Big thank you to Sitka. I mean, this is an awesome event.
Yeah, for sure.
And for bringing people together. And also another shout out, like you mentioned, BHA. We were just talking about that public land stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they really rose
they were
up.
On that.
They really rose up on that one.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
But I mean, all the vendors here, dude, appreciate you. Appreciate what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah.
We got Ben here from the BHA, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about kind of what you guys are doing here, got set up and going on, and anything new with BHA. But first of all, most of our listeners probably know a little bit about it because we've done some stuff with the BHA in the past. Of course, the last event we did with them was the opening of the archery park down there in Lake Shelbyville.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Which is an awesome park. And
thank
it was a really,
being there.
Really good event for sure. And we've had Drew on a few times and talked to him about different stuff. But why don't you just give like a really short synopsis of the BHA and kind of tell people what you guys are all about.
Great. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on today.
Thanks for coming on, man.
It's a real privilege to get to talk about what we do at Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. I'm a volunteer. I'm a member, and I'm the. Our mission, our nationwide mission, is keep wild lands public and free, wild and free. So access and advocacy for public lands, which is a really big issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an honor to be able to defend that mission at this point in time. So nationwide organization, working on federal and state issues. The Illinois Chapter Board has our own initiatives as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, half of some states are public land.
Yeah.
And you can go out and you can hike, you can ride ATVs, you can fish, you can hunt, you mm-hmm. can lay on your back and watch the stars.
Right.
And nobody will bug you because you can, that's your right.
Mm-hmm.
And we defend those rights. So large issues like that. There's a lot of public land out west.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois, there's public land. And we're working to increase access to that. As Drew probably has more eloquently said than myself.
I don't know about that. Let's not get carried away.
Drew is our chapter president,
mm-hmm.
and we're very thankful for him in that role. We're one thing, and you mentioned the archery park down at Lake Shelbyville.
Mm-hmm.
We funded the project and worked with the Army Corps of Engineers there to have a archery range, a 3D archery targets.
Mm-hmm.
We walk through the hills there. It's ADA accessible, which is really great.
Yep.
And you can shoot at a bear target. You can shoot at an elk target. You can shoot at a turkey. And it's really cool. We opened that up in May. And we're really looking to continue to grow that for the folks of the fine state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, our big issue right now is stream access. So almost every other state, when you step in a stream that's navigable, you're on public land.
Right.
In Illinois, for whatever reason, for generations and generations, that's not the case. So you can be floating down the DuPage River, mm-hmm. and you have to paddle back because there's barbed wire across it. You'll be going through a fields. Somebody will be shooting rock salt at you because you're on their land,
right?
And that's their land. But believe that the model that's used throughout the rest of the country, mm-hmm. is the appropriate model, and we're working with legislators and different groups and definitely individuals to advance that message. And we need all the voices we can get to help that through, because we feel that's a right that we should have, mm-hmm. in the great state of Illinois.
Yeah, that's a big one, and it can get pretty hairy for somebody who's trying to access public land too, right? Because there's waterways that you would think would be, especially out-of-staters, let's say, mm-hmm. you would think would be public access. Hey, I see that I can park here. I can get in this river or creek, and I can float down to this public land that otherwise might be pretty landlocked from the direction I want to go to. And if I do that, I'm okay. Well, like you said, in Illinois, if you get the wrong landowner, they can charge you for trespassing, right? So that's, yeah, we've talked about that with Drew before, and that seems like a big one in Illinois. I know you guys are, like you said, kind of pushing that pretty hard and trying to get that done. I think that would be an overall benefit. I think there's some ins and outs of it, obviously, that need to be worked out, but overall, like, it just seems like, how do you own something that's moving, right? How do you own the water that's not sitting there all the time? It's constantly moving through.
And,
like,
and as I continue to let these thoughts grow in my head, how was transportation 300 years ago?
Yeah.
When the indigenous people here and the early settlers, we didn't have roads. There weren't fences. They were using.
Yeah.
They were using streams and rivers to get around. Mm-hmm. And how did we get off of that? That alone. And myself being a Lake County, Illinois guy for my whole life, and watching, as we're in this very impressive strip mall, and I grew up 4 miles from here, mm-hmm. very different in the 80s. We would hunt, fish, ride dirt bikes everywhere.
Yeah.
You just can't do that anymore,
right?
Up here. And talking to our members, are like, they have a hard time just going to find a place to fish.
Mm-hmm.
And increasing access to that. Okay, there's a drop point in the Des Plaines River or something like that, and you can get to other bodies of water. But increasing access to that, as we continue to develop Lake County and add so many great residents here, we do also need to appreciate the outdoor recreation, mm-hmm. opportunities. And because Illinois, and now I'm going to bounce just to the state, Illinois is a state, is beautiful. And there's many places that hopefully we can start to unlock more of those, mm-hmm. keys to get into those places.
Yeah. And, you're talking public access and stuff. Obviously, a big one that people probably know about was the public land sales. We talked a little bit about that with Pat, just very brief. But you guys were like really big as a national organization.
It was Code Red,
taking care of that. And it was really cool for me to see, which I was telling him this, that it didn't matter which side of the aisle people were on, like where they came from, what their background was, a ton of people came together and got behind, like, hey, look, you're not selling our public land, right? And I feel like organizations like your guys' are so important for organizing a movement like that and getting that kind of stuff done.
Well, thank you. And things that I can bring to the board, and Peter, who's over there, bring to the board. We do advocacy in our jobs,
mm-hmm.
and issues like public land, they're bipartisan.
Oh yeah,
everybody, almost everybody,
mm-hmm.
is for public lands, and it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on, or if you're blue, red, purple.
Right.
It's an issue that everybody can identify with, and because, most everybody, you're fishing on public land, Most of us are hunting on public lands. Mm-hmm. You know, you're taking hikes on public lands. Mm-hmm. It was a big issue. And, round one was successful.
Right.
But we know there's going to be more.
For sure.
The one right now is the... oh my gosh, I have way too many thoughts in my head about this.
Happens but all the time.
Unpaved roads.
Yeah.
Saying the right one, because it just threw me into major adrenaline mode, because I'm like code red. Like,
yes.
Like,
what happened to that thought that I just had?
Yeah, and the name of it, but, and wonderful areas throughout the country that are challenged right now, that the vast, vast majority of our citizens, friends, and neighbors like to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an honor for me to be part of that in any small way.
That's awesome. So I'll get you off here in just a minute, but before I do, you guys are here, obviously, at Sitka Vernon Hills today. You're just kind of pushing that message. You guys got anything special going on and anything coming up that you might want to get out there too?
So the archery park, that was a lot of air in our balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And worked on that for some time, for a bunch of volunteers to raise five figures to get that in place and work all of the relationships with folks like yourself. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. to get that to happen. And we're seeing that as our cornerstone. So the archery park in Lake Shelbyville, and if you'd like more information on that, you can email illinois@backcountryhuntersandanglers.org or find IL_BHA on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we can get you more information to that, and we certainly hope to invite people from all corners of the state to come visit that and our neighbors from other states as well. And we're looking, so that's something in place right now today that everybody, Illinoisans, non-Illinoisans, can go enjoy thanks to Illinois BHA.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it's the stream access, and we're gonna keep on that, and we're looking forward to our next planning meeting and seeing what's gonna come up from there. So
awesome! And I'll link this in the description too of the episode, but let everybody know where they can go if they're interested in learning more about you guys, or if they're interested in becoming a member, whether that's in Illinois or maybe they're in a different state.
Absolutely, backcountryhuntersandanglers.org. It's $35 for an annual membership. And then it's great folks that are signing up here on site today. Sitka sponsors us. Mm-hmm. And they're giving a really nice discount. There's all sorts of different, member perks within that.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to get a knife or whatever. You get all these beautifully colored journals throughout the year.
Yes.
But discounts at other places. And really just like you're hearing those frontline messages.
Mm-hmm.
That are very important to, I can't think of anything more American than our public lands and our parks and national forests, national parks, public park. Mm-hmm. I think that's where parks build community.
Yep.
Public land builds community. So if you want to be involved with that or at least help advance those messages, visit backcountryhuntersandanglers.org.
Awesome. Well, appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming
appreciate on. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All the way here from upstate New York, you said?
Upstate New York.
Yep. Is Dan with Tangle Free Waterfowl.
How we doing?
All right, man. So let's just introduce Tangle Free first, because I've actually never heard of it.
Yeah. Tangle Free Waterfowl is actually it's a family-owned business. We've been going a little over 50 years now, since 1972. It's actually out of California.
Okay.
But decoys, blind bags, blinds, good for all over the U.S., Canada. So it's a great company.
Do they hunt? Ducks? Many ducks in California?
Yeah, actually a lot of ducks.
Northern California?
Yep, mostly northern. You're going to have your cinnamon teal in the
south. So, are they more coastal stuff?
Yeah, most coastal. I actually haven't even been to California to hunt ducks myself.
Yeah?
I'm a northeast guy, so.
Right, that's a long way from you.
Yeah, I stick to the Great Lakes, but.
Yeah.
From what I hear, it's phenomenal for snow geese, widgeon,
cool.
So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you guys have been around for a while then.
Yep.
And you guys are... I see you've got the Sitka pattern on some of your stuff. So is that kind of the connection, how you guys ended up here today?
Yeah, so a lot of our blind bags, we have the marsh pattern. We have some jute.
Sorry. Right.
But in our blinds and in our blind bags, gun cases.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great partnership that we've had probably over 5-6 years now.
Okay.
So
are you guys, like, you guys are somewhat local here? You just came for the event, or?
I actually have somebody part of our pro staff who is actually from Iowa who was contacted to come over and, you know, kind of help out.
Yeah.
I just happened to be in the area and offered to help them. And
nice.
Kind of good partnership right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. It's been a good event today, seems like. I know they're kind of happy with everything that's been going on. You guys been having a good show so far, I guess.
Yeah, it's been great to see, you know, some of the younger crowd coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the kids coming in, which is great to get, you know, that younger generation into the outdoors. Obviously, the partnership between all the different vendors out here has been great.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. So if somebody is looking for you guys, like, you guys on social media, you get a presence there? Or like,
oh, yeah, yep. So on Instagram, on Facebook, we got tanglefreewaterfall.com.
Okay.
You'll find us on all the different media sites, so absolutely.
Gotcha. And website is?
Tanglefree Waterfall.
Tanglefree Waterfall. Easy enough.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your guys' main thing? You mentioned a few different things. What's, like, your top seller? Everybody's buying this.
You know, our panel blinds were kind of the start of a nice blind setup that a lot of people have, you know, started going to. But, you know, getting away from that ground blind, you know, the panel blinds have been a huge change in the market.
Mm-hmm.
We got solos. We got panel blinds, which can hold the 3 to 4 people. You can see a lot of the larger groups now, especially with, you know, Canada geese.
Yeah.
That, you know, you can put 3 or 4 of them together and hunt a party of 10, 15 people.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, hide in plain sight.
Right. So. And that's, like, you say guys are going to that more than, like, a traditional layout kind of look.
You know, it's harder for a lot of people to get on the ground and lay out and, you know, it's.
For sure.
You know, we're not all young, so you're trying to get up and down in a layout blind compared to, you know, where you can sit in a stool and be comfortable and have a nice conversation with people right next to you.
Mm-hmm. So I would assume that would be something like dove hunters too.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Dove hunters, turkey hunters.
Yeah.
You know, just a good panel that you can hide behind.
Even deer hunting, obviously, too.
Yep. You get the stubble straps in the front, so you can brush it in, you know, whether you use cedars, whether you use cattails.
Yeah.
You can stubble it in with whatever you need.
Awesome. So, you guys, what did you guys start with? Was it decoys at the beginning?
Decoys, yep. Yeah, you know, decoys in the California region.
And
they started out there as their family business, so.
Okay. And Tangle Free, did that come from the decoys they were making when supposed to tangle up?
So, the Tangle Free, the system is actually what holds the decoy down, so the strap that connects it, the weight. The way that they have it set up, you're not tangling all the, like, the nylon fishing line, you're not.
Which we've all fought with at some point or another.
Absolutely.
If you're a duck hunter, you fought with that at some point. That's awesome. You got anything else you want to get out there or promote a little bit while you're on?
I don't think so. It's been great so far. You know, I wish the weather was a little bit cooler, but.
Gotcha. Where are you guys based out of?
California.
You're still based out of California.
Based out of California.
But it's a national.
Family, yep, national business, but it's been family owned for over 50 years now.
Gotcha. Are you guys, like, in your local sporting goods store, or do you have Tangle Free stores, or how's that work? Is it mostly e-commerce stuff?
Yep, mostly e-commerce.
Okay.
You know, we used to be in some of the bigger big box, but just not the right market.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have any kind of dealers or anything, or is it pretty much all online?
Not the big box.
Gotcha.
So a lot of smaller markets, but.
Yeah,
yep.
Cool. Awesome, man. And, like, I'm sure on most stuff you're selling, it's not like shipping's that bad, right?
Shipping's not too bad. Usually you get it within, you know, 7 to 10 days, and, you know, you're ready to hunt.
Cool. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you stopping by.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Talking to me a little bit, and good luck the rest of the day.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Now we got Curtis from Learn to Hunt. You guys are out here at the Sitka store doing a little giveaway of some food, actually. You guys got some deer bacon jalapeno poppers over there, something else.
Well, as you know, I mean, wild game is that's a reason why I have a lot of us hunt, right? So we want to come here and share it, get everybody excited for the hunting seasons that are coming up. And, we cooked up some deer Mississippi pot roast, and we've got some venison bacon jalapeno poppers with some garden jalapenos over there. So, yeah, just getting everybody excited for the upcoming hunting season, and what better way to do that than eating some deer that came right here from Illinois.
Absolutely. So outside of giving away, you know, some really good food, you guys, you're with Learn to Hunt. What are you guys doing here today as far as, like, what's your message? What are you trying to get out there to people?
For sure, yeah. So we exist in Illinois to try to be a resource for hunters and trappers in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So as you know, it can be tough to get into hunting and trapping, especially if it's something you didn't grow up doing.
Right.
It can be almost impossible to get involved in something like that. I mean, you're talking about not just learning the regs, finding a place to go, but calling ducks, you know, butchering a deer, IDing ducks. I mean, there's so much that goes into hunting, and hunter safety just can't cover everything.
Right.
So we try to pick up where hunter safety leaves off, and if anybody has gaps in what they need education-wise, skill-wise, to become a hunter or trapper in Illinois, we want to pick that up and help them with it. So we offer free workshops kind of all around the state. So these are all hands-on, skill-based workshops. They could be about butchering deer, could be about just general hunting, duck ID, trapping. I mean, you name it, we do it.
Yeah.
And then we also do a lot of outreach stuff, like places like this, where we just come and spread the word, get everybody excited about hunting, and also tell them that we've got all these free workshops coming, and if they need help with anything, come on out, and we'll try to help get them in the field.
That's awesome. So is this something that you guys are – I think I heard earlier the lady you're over there with was talking about you guys are somewhat involved, or the DNR is involved with you guys partially. How does that work? Do you have members? Do you get donations? Is it – like how does all that stuff work?
So we're a partner program with the IDNR, basically. So they are our partner. They oversee our grant, and we basically kind of – put the rubber to the road, so to speak. So we go out and do the workshops, we plan all the events and go out there and do that. And we, of course, rely on IDNR for most of our locations. So most of these events we do on public land sites, on IDNR sites. Some of them we do at places like this, but cooperative effort. But we're actually funded by Pittman Robertson dollars.
Okay.
So anybody that goes out and buys a gun, firearm, ammunition, 10 to 11% excise tax is built onto that that goes back into wildlife conservation.
Okay.
So the vast majority of that money is spent on things like habitat improvements and things of that nature, but a small percentage of that money goes back into education.
Okay.
And in Illinois, we're part of that. So obviously there's the hunter safety, hunter education program that gets people the class that they need to take to be able to hunt, and then we fill in anything they might need after that class is over.
Yeah, that's awesome. So as far as your workshops and stuff go on hunting, like how so college course, for example, 101, 201, 301, how far up the ladder you guys go on that? Is it kind of like a, hey, like you said, we're filling that gap after you get done with your hunter safety, now we're coming in, we're telling you kind of the ins and outs, how to do it, and then after that, we're sending you on, or is it like...
No, we'll go all the way as far as people want to take it. So we do offer the 101 classes, you know, the very basic, this is basically deer hunting. We even offer a class that's a more elementary than that, that's just basically here's all the types of hunting in Illinois, and here's kind of what goes into it, and here's the types of people that enjoy it.
Right.
For example, everybody thinks about deer, but some people are not very patient, right?
Exactly.
And so I like to tell these people, like, there's a lot of types of hunting you can do in Illinois that require less patience than deer hunting, you know?
Yep.
And so the whole gambit, basically, we will go all the way. We're actually doing a workshop here at the Sitka store later this year that's going to be a rut hunting special for white-tailed deer, and we're really going to get into the weeds about finding buck beds and rut-specific hunting strategies, also ways that you can use your trail camera data to really influence your hunt. You know, so many people run trail cameras just to collect the pictures because it's fun, but if you actually have some way to categorize that data in a way that can impact your hunt, now you're actually doing something that that can impact whether you get a deer or not. So we try to help with the whole gamut, from the very beginners up to people who are been doing it their whole life.
For sure. Yeah, that trail camera data stuff, you can get up to a 401 level, and that's pretty easy,
for
right?
For sure, for sure.
That's awesome. So what is your guys' kind of most popular courses, I guess? What do you see the most people come out for?
Well, yeah, Illinois is a deer state, so
for sure.
Anything with deer, and probably a lot of our butchering workshops or anything where we have food involved, we always like to include wild game because that's super popular.
Yep.
So, yeah, off the top of my head, probably the most popular is anything butchering or cooking.
Okay, that's cool. Cooking seems to be one of those, especially like wild game stuff, outdoor. It's like part of the outdoor industry, but it's one that gets overlooked a lot, but it's super popular with like the Hunt Chef, for example. I don't know if you've heard of the Hunt Chef.
Yeah,
huge show, and it's cooking stuff. You wouldn't think about that if you're looking for outdoor shows, I guess, but.
For sure. Well, it's like if you're going to be a hunter, you've got to be a pretty good cook, you know, because I tell people this all the time, like beef anybody can cook a real fatty steak and it's going to taste good, right?
Just yeah, don't overcook it. As long as you don't burn it.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Put a little salt, put a little pepper.
Yeah.
But venison's got no intramuscular fat.
Right.
So it basically separates the cooks from the non-cooks. And so you got to know what you're doing because you can mess it up. But if you do it right, it's some of the most wholesome, best, not to mention the most like economically sustainable meat you can get. So
yeah.
Not to mention, hey, it's not getting all the hormones and crap that, not to say agriculture's bad. They're good. It's Illinois. It's a good agriculture state. But probably getting your wild range meat is better for you in the long run.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. That I mean, that's what made Meat Eater so big too, right? Like he incorporated that aspect of it.
He's for sure.
Transcended hunting with that too, so that's pretty cool thing that you guys are able to kind of incorporate that too. But past that, you guys, you mentioned the event here. When is that? And then you got any other events coming up here soon?
Yeah, well, the one event that, like our biggest event of the year is September 27th. It's Illinois Hunt Camp.
Okay.
So this is actually the event where we give away all of our mentored hunts.
Okay.
So we teach a lot of workshops. And in a workshop, like me and you, we could teach – we could teach 100 people how to blow a duck call.
Right.
You know, we could teach 20 people how to shoot bows. We could do that. But if we were actually taking them hunting, how many people could we deer hunt? I mean, probably one for each of us
one
is all
one.
We could
yeah.
do. So that's our bottleneck. Hunt camp is our way to try to maximize our amount of, like, mentored hunts that we can give to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us an equitable way to give them out. So instead of just picking our friends to go on these hunts with us, we try to get all of our mentored hunts together for hunt camp. We put them all out on a table. Each table's got a bucket. People can walk by, look at all the hunts, decide which hunts they might want to win, and put their tickets into those hunts that they might want to win. So it's kind of an event for us to give away all of our mentored hunts, but then we also have, like this, we have a bunch of tables, booths set up where people can learn about local groups like Pheasants Forever, Delta Waterfowl, Safari Club, Fur Takers of America, groups like that. Then we also have skill-based stations where people can come up and learn about trapping.
Mm-hmm.
They can learn about duck ID, a bunch of different hands-on skills, outdoor skills like that. And that's September 27th in Wakanda, Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois Hunt Camp. That's our biggest event of the year. That's our one event that we actually have tickets for. They're
right.
a whopping $15. So it doesn't – it's not like we even all that money goes back into hunt camp. We use all the ticket money to buy prizes, and then all those prizes get given away at the end of hunt camp. So that's our biggest event of the year, and that's usually the one I push to new people. If anybody doesn't know us, like, come to hunt camp. That's a good day to figure out who we are, what we're all about, and you get to try a lot of wild game. Because it's not just us, Illinois Learn to Hunt, that's cooking wild game at hunt camp. We've got 16 hunt camp ambassadors.
Nice.
Which are all past Learn to Hunt participants that we've selected.
Mm-hmm.
And these folks have agreed to be ambassadors to welcome new folks into the world of hunting. And so we get a special competition for them. It's an Iron Chef-style wild game competition.
Yeah.
And we got some prizes donated, some really cool prizes from Shields and a couple other things. And basically all these 16 folks are going to try to make a dish out of wild game and compete. And at hunt camp, everybody gets to come up and sample them and then vote for their favorites. And then the favorites, they're going to win some cool prizes there at hunt camp.
That's awesome. It's awesome. Sounds like a good event.
Oh, it's fun. It's a good way to try a lot of different types of food. Last year we had pheasant mole and venison birria, and somebody found a whole bunch of fresh chicken of the woods and made a fresh chicken of the woods risotto.
Sweet.
I mean, excellent, excellent food, all wild game. We do have barbecue food that's not wild game there that's available too. All that's for free as well, but the wild game's obviously much more popular than the barbecued burgers and dogs.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so people looking for this stuff, I'll link it in the description too, but tell them where they can find Learn to Hunt on social media or the website, whatever it is.
For sure, yeah. So the easiest way to find Illinois Learn to Hunt, if you just Google search Illinois Learn to Hunt, we will come up, but our website is learntohuntil.com is our main website. And then we also have a website made just for hunt camp, which is www.illinoishuntcamp.com. and I can send you links for both of those as well. But yeah, those are our two web pages, and on there you can find contact information. You can find links to all of our social media pages. Mm-hmm. We have, at this point, we've got dozens and dozens of full-length webinars on YouTube. Yep. They're all available for free. So if anybody's looking for information on ducks, squirrels, upland, deer, turkey, trapping, you name it in Illinois, we've probably got a YouTube video that's Illinois-specific that can hopefully help you out.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you stopping by, man. Thanks for what you guys are doing. I think it's an awesome initiative, and everything you guys got going on is really cool. So it aligns a lot with some of the stuff that we do. So
for sure. Well, appreciate you stopping by. To me.
Absolutely, man. Thanks. I got Matt here now from Delta Waterfowl.
Yes, sir.
Tell the people what you do with Delta, and then a little bit of an introduction, because I don't think we've ever actually had anybody on from Delta.
Sure.
So a little bit of an introduction to what you guys do, kind of what you're all about.
Sure. So my name's Matt Ward. I am the regional director for the state of Illinois. I am in charge of all the fundraising efforts and assisting chapters, grassroots fundraising here in the state of Illinois. So currently I have 13 chapters in the state. We're growing. Mm-hmm. One thing that's really, really, really neat about Delta is we are growing. So in the last year, we're adding like 62 or 63 chapters nationwide.
Nice.
So yeah, we're growing, which is a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. So Delta Waterfowl, it's one of the national conservation organizations, a lot like, you know, some of the others. Mm-hmm. We raise money for conservation. We raise money for duck production. Mm-hmm. We raise money for hunter recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a lot of policy, or not a lot of policies, excuse me. We got a lot of programs in place, really big on youth hunting and getting people outdoors.
Yeah.
So one thing that sets us apart from some of the others, when you have a banquet or you attend a banquet, you can rest assured to know that at least 15% of your money stays locally with the chapter. That goes back to the chapter in what's called WHF, or Waterfowl Heritage Funds.
Okay.
Right? And a chapter can use them funds for college scholarships, sponsor trap teams, mm-hmm. Habitat projects. So I've got a lot of guys, or a lot of chapters, wood duck houses, hen houses. I brag on my Kankakee chapter.
Mm-hmm.
They did a water control structure at a WMA.
Yeah.
Bought a 60-inch culvert with their WHF funds. Our government policy team worked with the state agency,
mm-hmm.
and they got 400 acres of public hunting, duck hunting, added.
That's awesome.
To that WMA. So, you know, when people ask, you know, where does our money go, or what do you do with it? That's the stuff that it gets
stuff
used
like
for.
That.
So Delta was originally founded as a research company.
Mm-hmm.
I say company, a research group. We can trace our roots back to 1911,
right? Wow.
And so we kind of hang our hat on the fact that we're the oldest conservation group in North America.
Yeah.
And our research teams, it's the what, where, why, how. Why are ducks doing what they do, and how can we make more ducks? Predator management is really big for us. You know, getting predators off the prairies is part of our Million Duck campaign. And that's our promise to produce 1 million ducks for the fall flight every year. So pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. All really good stuff. And when talking to Ducks Unlimited earlier, it's kind of one of those things, conservation is something that seems like almost everybody can get behind.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So people ask, you know, what makes Delta better than DU or DU better than Delta? I say that there no one is better. DU conserves the wetlands or conserves the ground,
mm-hmm.
and Delta makes it productive.
Gotcha.
So our policy teams and our research teams work pretty close in conjunction with, you know, the
makes
other
sense.
Conservation. Yeah, absolutely. Right. We're all in this together, right?
Yeah.
We all want more ducks to shoot in the fall.
Common goal, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you guys got going on up here today at the store? What's kind of the message that you're pushing? Just that kind of stuff?
So we're up here at the store just, you know, there's a lot of people because we're a small we're a small organization in the grand scheme of things, right? So 360 chapters nationwide and growing. We're just here putting our face in front of people, right?
Yeah.
You know, sign up, get a membership. I have some events coming up pretty soon here in the northern part of the state. My Kankakee River Valley chapter is actually having an event in Manteno. That's September the 9th.
Okay.
My Sauk Valley chapter, which is a brand new chapter, they are September 13th. That event's going to be held in Rock Falls, Illinois. And then my Northern Illinois chapter is having an event September 20th, and that's in Belvedere up here.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. We're pretty excited. And like I said, we're growing, and
yeah,
that's great.
You guys do quite a few events then every year.
Yeah, so look, I have 13 chapters right now. You know, every chapter has at least a banquet, a fundraising banquet,
yeah,
or I call them membership banquets. We do some other things too, you know, shoots, trap shoots, you know, anything to, you know, get people involved, right?
Yeah. And if people want to be involved or they want to become members, how do they do that? What's that look like for them? Like, if I want to get involved with my local chapter, how do I do that? And then what does that look like for me?
Yeah, so you can go to the website. So deltawaterfowl.org.
Okay.
You can search, and there is a search feature in chapters where you can find your closest, you know, chapter. I would say if you're local to Illinois, you can get a hold of me. Find mm-hmm. me. You can find me on Facebook. We have Illinois Delta has a Facebook page. You can reach out to that, instant message that. I mean, there's honestly the ways to get,
yeah,
technology has made it to where you can get a hold
Delta
of
Waterfowl.
DeltaWaterfowl.org. Or like I said, on Facebook, you can search Delta Waterfowl Illinois.
Okay.
And I physically run that page so they can get a hold of me there. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's similar for other states, I'm assuming too, right?
Yeah. Almost everybody, you know, runs a Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think Midwest wise. We got Nate Fields. He's in Indiana. Taylor Paul is up in Wisconsin. We got Nick Hampton in Iowa.
Okay.
And Missouri is, New girl over there. And I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
Don't put yourself on the spot.
No,
all
I
right.
don't want to put myself on the spot.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I like, if you become a member, then
Julia Gibson is her name.
Okay, there you go. If you become a member, what are the kind of things that you can do or be involved with as a member?
Yeah, so as a member, you know, you're as a member, it's $35 a year,
okay,
right? You're getting a magazine every other month. You're going to be put or you're going to get information as to what events are going on around you.
Right.
You know, we host fundraising events all over the state. If a guy wanted to volunteer, right, there's a lot of ways to volunteer. You mm-hmm. can volunteer with a local chapter. You're going to help with the banquet. You're going to help fundraise. Part of your WHF or part of our WHF program is you're going to be out there helping, you know, with projects, right?
Right.
So I got a chapter in Southern Illinois right now called the Carlisle Lake Chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, these last 2 weeks, they've been flying millet.
Okay, yeah.
At Carlisle Lake, right?
Yep.
They're using their WHF funds. They bought millet. They got, you know, the all clear from the State Fish and Wildlife and the Corps of Engineers, and they're flying millet.
That's
so
awesome.
My volunteers are actively out there doing that.
Yeah.
You know, we're big on the youth here at Delta. So, you know, maybe you're hosting a youth hunt, or maybe you're taking kids on a youth hunt, or maybe you're helping with a veterans hunt, or, you know, there's a lot of ways that guys can help.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome. If you want to get involved, if you're listening, look up Delta Waterfowl. If you're in Illinois, Delta Waterfowl, Illinois on Facebook. Is there anything else you want to put out there before we get off here?
I think we're good.
All right,
man. I think
man, we're
good.
Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely.
Appreciate everything you guys do for
yep.
sure.
Thanks
for
having me.
Conservation and everything. And maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Absolutely.
All
Thanks.
Right. Last but not least,
yes,
we're going to wrap it up with Josh here with Sitka.
Yep.
So did you've kind of orchestrated at least part of this.
Yeah. So there was a lot of planning. I think we started planning June,
mm-hmm.
and I had all along wanted to do a season kickoff to some extent,
mm-hmm.
But we kind of rolled with it, and I said, let's add some vendors, let's, you know, really get this whole thing kicked off for the hunter and
yeah.
get them excited for the season. I wanted to make sure to include some of our conservation groups and make sure they're involved in this whole thing as well. They're a great partner kind of throughout, so just wanted to make sure they're all involved.
Yeah, for sure. And tell the people a little bit about what you do with Sitka, kind of your position with them, and then how that ties into the store and putting all this together.
Yeah, so I'm the community coordinator here at Sitka in Vernon Hills. Basically, I manage the marketing here. I started as a gear guide here just as kind of a part-time job, and it rolled into the marketing department. What I will do is I make sure that everything with the store is, you know, we're making it known that we're here, one, and two, just, you know, with my background with the gear and kind of rolling that into the marketing, it just makes the experience a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
So.
For sure.
Yeah.
You guys got some good partners here. I know a few of them have been bragging on you guys for sure.
Yeah.
obviously, Sitka has such a, like, it's such a recognizable brand and everything like that. Have you guys seen that, like, even in a location here where, I mean, there's places downstate for sure where, I mean, the hunting population is obviously huge.
Yeah.
You guys get a big draw here from maybe, like, wouldn't necessarily expect, or is it like, is that brand recognition, I guess, it's pretty much across the board, right?
Yeah, so this area, a lot of times we'll get people coming in that haven't heard of the gear before.
Okay.
And so we will have to do some explaining with it, which is great, because all of us love to talk about the gear.
Oh, yeah.
But the whole area, you know, it's with the region that we're in, we hit that Wisconsin market, we hit that Illinois market, we hit Indiana, we hit Michigan, and all kind of comes to the central location. So yeah, we do get a few people that will come in daily that haven't heard of the gear, but we get those diehards that come, and
absolutely, you
know, they're all psyched to come to the Sitka store.
That's I didn't even know honestly that Sitka had sole designated stores until you started talking about this one and inviting me up. So, and I know I was talking to him over there. This opened in like last November.
So it was right after or right before Thanksgiving, the weekend before.
Okay.
So I was deer hunting
of course
that week. So
as you should
be. Started a week late.
As you should be.
But that just kind of worked out with the timing and the store opening up that had to be the time we opened up. But so this November will be 1 year. You know, it's exciting seeing how the store is, you know, how the traffic is going with now the beginning of the season coming
right
up. So we haven't experienced that yet. So it's cool seeing every day more and more people. Oh, I got to get my stuff for hunting. So
it's your guys' first opening day.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, with the season kickoff, it's almost like a, you know, second opening, like, okay, preseason now, let's go.
For sure. So it's definitely like a grand opening of sorts, I guess, for the season at least. Are you guys, how big a region would you say, like, you guys as the Sitka store is really serving? Because there's not, is there another one close, or are they pretty spaced out?
Probably the closest. We have two in Minnesota.
Okay.
One's at the Mall of America. One, I believe, is about 30 minutes to an hour away from that. I believe the next one is Ohio. So we're kind of right in the center. That's why I say we hit that Indiana. We hit that Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, because people will, you know, whether they're vacationing here. We just had a group come from, I believe they were in North Dakota, and on their way back, they made sure that they mapped that route to stop here.
Set brand recognition thing we're talking about.
So it was pretty cool. It's cool to see stuff like that. And again, it just, you can look at our location as, you know, a small region of, you know, the customers that will hit, but we get we get that those surrounding states too.
Yeah.
So.
Would you say the demographic up here is mostly deer hunters and waterfowl, one or the other, or?
It's a good mix.
Is it?
I think, so I am a big deer hunter. I haven't done as much waterfowl as deer hunting, and I guess I just didn't realize how big waterfowl is in this area. You know, it's deer, don't get me wrong, deer hunting is huge in this area too. Most of the guys are traveling to their land in Wisconsin or, you know, central Illinois or but the waterfowl, you know, community, there's a lot of them in this area. So, which is awesome to see. And you know, I love helping people find that product that'll fit for them.
So are you in the store most days? How's that, what's that look like for you?
So I am usually in the office. However, I do come out front. I always like getting the question of, you know, somebody needing help with finding gear. And I love building systems for people. I love finding out what they're doing. And so I will come out from the back and kind of, as soon as I hear that question, I'm like, all right, here we go. So I do like doing that. I am in the office a little bit because there's a lot of planning with my stuff. We do usually two events a month. So this is a larger scale event. There was a lot of planning in this. But with our other events, you know, it, they're not as many people involved, but there's still a lot of planning with that.
So just not as many moving parts.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about then what Sitka has that's maybe new, what they got going on. What are you guys selling the most of? What's that looking like for you?
So the new thing that a lot of people are buying is this Durango hoodie, which if you felt the material, I always tell people, if you feel the material, you bought it. You know, it's just, I love that Durango hoodie. But we have the Rovers, the footwear. We have a new duck oven light. The new Stratus came out. There's a little bit of changes to it. Yeah, there's quite a few. The new Jetstream just came out, so little bit different material on the new Jetstream. You'll have to come and feel it for yourself. And yeah,
there you go.
But there's a lot. There's a lot of development in this brand, and a lot of testing. And it just, we're always looking for ways to improve the product. And you can tell, you know, just from my November till now, the difference in the product that, you know, has just been released. What that is. So it's awesome to see.
There's a couple guys in our group that wear some Sitka stuff. One of them almost exclusively. The other guy has a few pieces. But something I've always been really impressed with is the material, like the quality of it, of course, but the system itself. Like, it seems like Sitka's got that nailed down. Like, if you're a guy that's hunting mountain bucks in Georgia, we got this system that will work great for you. If you're hunting Saskatchewan for these big bruiser whitetails, or you're going on a caribou hunt or whatever, we got this system that'll work for you, right?
Even, I mean, the systems, the Optifade, just the development in it, that from, you know, just last year, the cover Optifade was developed, and that was done, that was done by, you know, just incorporating, it was done by a professor at the University of Georgia. And he, there was so much development in it, and it's, I mean, it's just cool seeing the different developments as far as the Optifade. And then, so for our systems, we have, you know, anything from whether you're going to be in sub-zero, whether you're going to be hiking out west or hunting out west or hunting down south. I mean, it's just amazing what we can do with it. So
That's, like I said, that's one thing that I've always been super impressed with Sitka is they've got that figured out. Like, for sure, you guys have that nailed down. So is there anything else, like events wise or anything going on with the store you want to talk about before we get off here? I know you're a busy man today.
I'm flying around. But we do have a Ducks Unlimited event in September. If you go to Sitka Vernon Hills Facebook page, you can kind of keep an eye on our events. And, you know, from after that, we're going to do an Illinois Learn to Hunt event, which is going to be hunting the rut. And it will also be a how to cook wild game. So that'll be a good one to be at. But yeah, come to us for your hunting gear. We'll make sure we set you up and make sure that you're prepared for the season that's coming.
Yeah, we've got a lot of listeners in your guys' area, so yeah. For sure, if you're out there listening, check them out. It's an awesome store. Like, I'm super impressed with it. So I appreciate you having us up.
Yes.
Appreciate you coming on. And
thank you for having me.
Everything
I appreciate
you got going on today, man.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah,
keep up the good work.
Will do.
All right.